This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Lily Haight with local news for August 8, 2020. Initial results from yesterday's primary election show Heidi Eisenhower and Lorna Smith received the most votes for the District 2 seat on Jefferson County's Board of Commissioners. The general election takes place on November 3rd. While ballots are still being counted, the initial results announced by the auditor's office last night at around 8 p.m. show Eisenhower received 45% of the votes, Smith won 35%, and the third candidate, Amanda Fornaro, got 20% of the votes. Both Eisenhower and Smith will go on to the general election in November. In the race for state governor, more than 30 candidates have been narrowed down to the two who will move on to the general election. In November, voters must choose between incumbent Jay Inslee, who received 52% of the votes, and Republican Lauren Culp, who received 17%. Two Democrats will vie for the position of lieutenant governor, which is currently vacant after the retirement of Cyrus Habib. Initial results show Denny Heck received the most votes at 28%, followed by Marco Elias, who received 17%. Secretary of State incumbent Kim Wyman will move on to the general election after receiving 50% of the votes. She will face Democrat Gail Tarleton, who won 45%. And as for our state representatives, incumbents Mike Chapman and Steve Theringer, both Democrats, gained enough votes to move on to the general election. Chapman will face Republican Sue Ford from Clallam County. Theringer will go up against Brian Pruitt, who is also from Clallam County. In the federal race, Congressional District 6 Representative Derek Kilmer will move on to the general election after winning 50% of the votes. He will face Republican candidate Elizabeth Kreiselmeyer. Three other candidates were challenging his effort for a fifth term. These results are not final. There are still additional mail-in ballots to be counted. Jefferson County's Elections Certification Team will meet August 18th to certify the results after all the ballots have been counted. Fire crews battling the East Beach Road fire located north of Crescent Lake report around 84 acres have been burned in the wildfire. According to a report from the Western Washington Type 3 Incident Management Team, the wildfire is suspected to be human-caused. It was first reported to the Olympic National Park Fire Management on July 29th. The cause and origin of the fire is still under investigation. According to the report, the fire is burning primarily on a south-facing slope covered in timber and shrub understory. Flames are being pushed uphill by the winds. Because of the steep slope, the terrain is too dangerous for firefighters to make a direct attack in some areas. A total of 225 people are fighting the fire with 9 fire engines, 2 tenders, and 3 helicopters. As of the team's latest report, the fire is 15% contained. The team of firefighters is looking at options to mitigate the spread of fire in the steepest areas while also constructing a fire line to minimize growth. Due to the fire, East Beach Road is closed from Highway 101 to Log Cabin Resort. Access is for local residents only. Day use recreation sites along East Beach Road in the Olympic National Park are closed to the public at this time. The City Council voted unanimously to authorize a $132,000 contract with the Jacobs Engineering Group to design an upgrade for the Gaines Street Lift Station. The station, located on the waterfront near Gaines Street and Water Street, pumps all of the wastewater from downtown, uptown, and Morgan Hill to the wastewater treatment plant on Coon Street. Now 20 years old, some of the pipes and inner portions of the pump's concrete walls are corroding, according to City Engineer Dave Peterson. The city already contracted the Jacobs Engineering Group to complete a study assessing options for repairing and upgrading the facility. Now the engineers will develop a scope and fee for the design of the upgrades. The total cost of the project is expected to be around $695,000, and construction of the improvements is expected to take place in 2021. According to Peterson, the pump station's proximity to the water is being taken into consideration while working on the upgrade. While there has not been any storm damage yet, the City Public Works Department is anticipating climate change along the coastline to cause potential problems in the future. While rebuilding the entire pump station would be an immense cost, Peterson said the upgrades take into consideration possible future changes that could help protect the station from a receding shoreline. And in other city news, next Monday, the City Council will hold a special business meeting so council members can discuss, deliberate, and take action on several timely issues, including the Engage PT campaign, a resolution on CARES Act funding, as well as a resolution approving a work plan for the Ad Hoc Committee on Public Safety and Law Enforcement. The meeting will take place at 6:30 p.m. on August 10th. As usual, during the pandemic, in-person attendance is prohibited, but the meeting will be streamed live on the city's website. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Lily Haight. Thanks for listening.